District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
I'm Alan Cox from District 32 Business Radio. Today I'm here with Sunella Dodgic from Star Tax and Accounting Services. Sunella, what inspired you to get into accounting?
I was always really good with numbers. I really sort of fell into it, to be honest. It wasn't a career that I chose. When I was studying through university, I sort of liked accounting and it made sense to me. It was easy, it was flowing. And when I started actually working in it, and I loved it. I loved looking at a business. I loved looking at the numbers. I loved helping a client get from A to B. So, yeah, I think that's the sort of kind of fell into it, but fell in love with it.
Good, good. It's always good to love what you do, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
You're obviously concerned with numbers.
That's right.
And the numbers don't lie.
That's right. The numbers don't lie. They always tell a story.
What story is that?
How the business has done. So a lot of times the numbers are historical, but they always tell, you know, where the business is going, where is it heading as well. So not only do they provide the history of the business, but they also give insight into the future of the business.
So the past actually predicts or...
The future.
The future.
Correct. Yeah. That's exactly right. The one thing that they that each business should do is look at their bookkeeping and pay particular care when they're doing that. Bookkeeping, a lot of clients, a lot of businesses look at their bookkeeping as you know, for the purposes of GST or tax reporting. But bookkeeping is a lot more. It's important to do that in a timely manner and in a correct manner. From our point of view, accurate and timely bookkeeping can be used to analyse the past month, the quarter or the year to see how well the business has done. But then you use those numbers to see how it stacks up against other businesses in the same industry by using the benchmarks available to see how does it measure up.
Sunella, how is it helpful for businesses to look at numbers regularly?
By doing regular bookkeeping and using software such as Xero, the business owners can use this information to see a number of things where they can improve. You know, what sort of return on sale do they have? For every dollar of sales, how much is actually left in the kitty? Because that's what we all care about is, you know, money in the bank account. If they are making good sales but their profit hasn't increased, what's absorbing that margin? Are their wages too high? Is the cost of production too high? Is their marketing cost giving a good return on investment? And what is it that's costing the business too much?
Lots of questions.
Lots of questions, correct. All important.
And I guess you help the businesses find the answers?
That's exactly right.
Because I wouldn't know where to look for those answers.
That's right, but hopefully you've got good bookkeeping that you know will give us a start.
Sunella, what's the benefit for businesses to have regular cash flow forecasting?
Well, did you know that more than 60% of businesses fail in their first 3 years of starting up? And the most common reason for failure of these businesses is cash flow issues. Even the most profitable business can be undone by cash flows. If you don't have enough money to pay your staff, suppliers, or buy a product, everything can come to a halt. Most business owners that become unstuck in this way are forced to dip into their own funds, and that can quickly become unsustainable.
What can a business do or a business owner do to avoid that very problem?
Most of us were employees before starting a business and had a regular paycheck coming in. When you're starting a business, this doesn't happen, which is why it is important for each business to track and forecast cash flow religiously. By doing a cash flow forecast, you can see what sort of cycles your business goes through. What are your good months, your good weeks? What is your quiet period? Which months do you have extra costs that you will incur? What about predicting, you know, major costs such as renovations or unexpected repairs and maintenance or capital investments? Doing a cash flow forecast can prepare you for those quiet months, for those good months where you need to put money aside, or for those, you know, capital expenditure or those major expenses that may come unexpectedly.
Sunella, if a business has achieved growth, do they still have to worry about cash flow?
Yes, Alan, that's a very, very good question. Sometimes growing too quickly is also a problem. Once your revenue starts to rise and you have more clients or customers coming through the door, this is where many small businesses can run into problems. Unless the growth is managed sustainably, it can send you out of business. For example, rushing too quickly into a lease or hiring staff can be costly if the growth doesn't continue.
What's the difference between growth and scale?
That's a very good question. Scaling basically means getting more work to accommodate what you can already achieve. So, for example, you know, in accounting or in a service industry, scaling means if you've got staff there, getting that work for them. Diversifying, growing more, getting more work. Whereas growth actually means employing more staff, getting business premises, buying business premises, selling more, buying, franchising out, that sort of thing. It's very good business practice to have three bank accounts. You know, one would be a main business account that the business uses for everyday banking, which every business would have. But you actually also need at least two other bank accounts. One other account would be for the government, basically, for the ATO and super, to set aside a percentage of incomings for the GST and the wages, PAYG withholding, and for employee superannuation obligations. This ensures that the quarterly or monthly payment to the ATO doesn't impact the everyday business.
So it doesn't upset your cash flow.
That's exactly right. You've always got that money set aside. It doesn't come as a surprise.
So you don't spend your best money.
You don't spend your best money and get in trouble with the ATO. And unfortunately, it doesn't matter how many years in business we are. We always think, that's okay, the ATO can wait. And, you know, you can negotiate with them and go into payment plans, but that only leads into more trouble down the road.
It also puts a flag up, doesn't it?
It does, yes. And super is not one of those things you can't, want to be late with. You know, your superannuation has to be paid on time, otherwise you can't claim them. You can't claim superannuation payment that's been made late.
That's interesting.
It is.
I didn't know that.
No, the government is looking at changing the law and giving an amnesty for 1 year where the businesses can catch up with their super payments and claim a deduction for them, but that still hasn't passed.
That could be quite significant.
That's correct, Alan. And if a payment has been made late to the super fund, you actually have to report that to the ATO and pay interest on it as well.
The business pays interest on it.
Correct. And can't claim a deduction for it.
Well, it's a double whammy, isn't it?
That's correct.
You've got to hand it to the government. They don't miss much.
No, well, it is employees' superannuation. You don't really want to mess with that.
No.
It's their retirement money. The third bank account that I suggest that businesses should have is the profit account. This is, as a rule, you should put aside 10% of your revenue into this bank account. This is the retained profits for the business owner. The 10% should be after business owners' wages are paid. After all, what is the point of being in business unless we get rewarded for it?
There's a book I read called The Richest Man in Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And that says pay yourself first.
Correct.
His theory on that of 10%. So when you get a check in, 10% goes into that account.
That's right. That's exactly right. This ensures that your profits have been set aside for you. The business owners usually put in long hours, work overtime and have the stress of running a business. Yes, there are benefits too, but we should be rewarded for that extra effort that we put in.
When we started, my wife and I started doing that, we actually started to show a profit.
That's right, because you managed your bank account better.
And it feels better.
That's right, you're getting rewarded and you're putting more effort in.
Yeah.
See, you know, most people say, well, how does this help the cash flow if I'm taking away the profits? If you tend to operate from one account and you've already put aside money for the GST and money for the profit, you tend to not overspend. You have to be more careful when you buy, what you pay for, and when you pay for it when you have less money in the business account.
True.
Mm.
True. Well, my wife will be very happy to know that what she does
is correct.
Is correct.
She's on the ball.
She is. Thank God I can say that because gets me brownie points.
There you go. What I find a lot of businesses do is not review their loans that they have. You know, sometimes they've got really high interest rates on their, you know, their vehicle finance or their business overdraft or their business loan. And, you know, that's the other thing that businesses should do to reduce the interest expense of their business and therefore increase profits is to review those loans and see if they can get a better deal.
Can you review and change a motor vehicle lease agreement?
Sometimes, not always, but sometimes it's worth asking that question. A lot of times you can refinance it and get a better rate. Yes, there might be exit fees, but those exit fees will be lower than the tax saving or the interest saving that you're getting from refinancing.
Well, you'd have to take that into account, wouldn't you?
That's right. You ask the question. Always ask questions. You don't know until you ask.
You don't get till you ask either.
That's right. That's exactly right. So always look at those things and ask the question, can something be done about it? You'd be surprised by the answer sometimes. So what I would suggest, Alan, is that everybody should go back to their bookkeeping, have a look at their numbers, go back to the last, you know, 2 years of financials, look at how they compare to each other, look at what their costs are, you know, do their percentages, what's the percentage of cost of on sales, what's the percentage of profit on the sales, and see what they can improve, you know, going forward. Do a cash flow forecast. Look at what you need to do. Look at your bank account and really focus in on your business. Not work in your business, but on your business.
You've been listening to District 32 business experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts. 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday. On District 32, the power of connection.